Hello, and allow me to tell you what's newly posted this week in the inner sanctum of my personal website, jpearce.co. So every week I publish three new podcasts and one new written essay. So to begin with the written essay, every week I basically write an essay or an entry, if you like, which we call the Lady Dale Diary. Lady Dale is the name of our home here in South Carolina. 2.5 acres. We keep ducks and chickens. We're surrounded by woods. And so it's basically life at home with the Pearce family, as well as an update on what I'm doing week by week by way of my writing, editing, teaching, speaking, and other work, and indeed socializing, whatever I'm up to. Basically, I give a weekly, week by week account of my life at home with my family and my working life with the various things I'm blessed to be able to do. And then also every week we have three separate podcasts, as I've said, beginning with the poem of the week, which is usually actually poems of the week, because I try to make each podcast last around 15 minutes or thereabouts. So basically 45 minutes of podcast plus an essay every week. And the poems of the week this week are in celebration of the forthcoming Feast of the Annunciation. So three hymns to the Virgin. I actually read from Longfellow's translation of Dante's Paradiso, his hymn to the Virgin, from the final canto of that. I also read a hymn to the Virgin from the Middle Ages, English late Middle Ages, an anonymous poem to the Virgin. And then finally, the wonderful poem, which is also actually set to music and is also a wonderful hymn, by the 19th century Jesuit, one of my favourite poets, Gerard Manley Hopkins, and his wonderful poem to the Virgin, Rosa Mystica, or Mystical Rose. Again, you really do need to know that poem. So that's the Poems of the Week podcast. We now have, by the way, for the point of view of, if you do sign up to the Inner Sanctum, there are, I think, something like 150 or so poems that have now been I've now read in that podcast with an element of discussion as appropriate on those poems. And then so the next podcast we do every week is the Home is Where the Hearth Is podcast, which is basically can be on anything and has been on anything over the months. And again, in the archives, you can just scroll down and delve and dive into the Homes Where the Hearth Is and see me, hear me, I should say, discussing all sorts of things. But at the moment, we've been going through for quite a few weeks the discussion questions I wrote for a course on imaginative literature, which I taught for Memorial College last autumn. And I wrote for the students 15 discussion questions on each of the texts. And we're now in the final text. So, you know, in the past, Home is Where the Hearth Is, this discussion, we've looked at the Iliad, the Odyssey, the Divine Comedy, the Canterbury Tales. We've been working through several Shakespeare plays. And we're now going through the final one that I taught in that course. So we're in the second of 3 weeks discussing Shakespeare's tragedy, Macbeth. And this week, actually, I compare the treatment by Shakespeare of the wicked Scottish king Macbeth with his contemporary in the play, who is actually referred to in the play, St. Edward the Confessor, the last Anglo-Saxon king of England, reigned in the 1060s, just before the Norman Conquest. And then the third and final newly posted podcast, again, it's a weekly podcast. And this is Revisiting Old Favourites, where I revisit old favourites, not in poetry, because we do that in the Poem of the Week, but in prose. And I've done all sorts of things in the past. Chesterton, read through some of my own essays from two of my books, Beauteous Truth and Catholic Literary Giants. But currently, and for quite some time now, we've been on pilgrimage. We've actually been on pilgrimage to Rome. On the Path to Rome by Hilaire Belloc, reading that classic work of his, enjoying it immensely. And he set off many weeks ago from Toul, the garrison town in northern France, where he did his military service. And we've watched him walk through France, traipse over the Alps in Switzerland, and now he's in Italy on the final part of his pilgrimage to Rome. So please do join us on that. You can obviously join by pick us up where we are on the way to Milan. Or you can go back to the beginning and take the whole pilgrimage. It's a great way of walking across Europe from the comfort of your own home or car or whatever to go with Hilaire Belloc. And if you haven't read The Path to Rome by Hilaire Belloc, you really should do. It's a classic of 20th century Catholic literature. And one good way, of course, of reading it is to let me read it to you, which is what we've been doing in the Inner Sanctum. On top of that, in Inner Sanctum, we have a 45-part lecture series on J.R.R. Tolkien and C.S. Lewis, 45 separate audio lectures for your delectation. So, and lots of blog posts on all sorts of topics, all of which is there for you to explore. If you would be kind enough to join the Inner Sanctum, thereby supporting me, my family, and my work, and my apostolate in these dark ages. So please do help me, and please do think of joining me and becoming one of my friends in the Inner Sanctum. Thanks so much for listening. I hope to see you in the Inner Sanctum in the future. Until then, goodbye and God bless.